Being an absolute philosopher is thinking beneficial. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing, University of Philosophy here in Capel, California, with Absolute Philosopher. Being the absolute philosopher is thinking beautiful thoughts, thinking beautiful ideas, having beautiful concepts in my mind at all times. This is as much a physical thing as it is a mental thing. This is as much something to do with my emotions, something to do with my physical body, as much as it has to do with my mental attitudes, because they're all bound up into one total package. And the total package is a package of who I am. What I think is who I am. What I believe is who I am. What I dream is who I am. Because that's what makes up that person that I am. All the things that I dream and think and wonder and imagine about. Now, what sort of things do I allow myself to wonder, think, and imagine about? Do I have all the excitement of the world about me? Now, I was looking through the Business Week magazine last night, and in there was a lot of wonderful new information about drugs that are coming out and things that are going to benefit the next couple of years that are going to make a big shift in people's attitudes. And while these are very true, they're going to continue improving and continue improving and continue improving. They're going to continue looking and continue looking, and they're going to get down to the DNA as they're doing now, taking the DNA of every individual and showing its proclivity for disease or wholeness or whatever. And then they're going to plant that in people's minds. And then people say, I do not have the DNA structure in me that brings about illness, so therefore I am whole and perfect. Or another person will say, I have the DNA structure within me that allows cancer to be terrible inside of me, and so therefore I am going to experience cancer. Now, who would want to say such a thing? Although that's what the scientists are teaching us is part of our proclivity, part of our way of being. Now, this is neither good nor bad. It's merely an indication of where they're going and where they're going to finally end up. Science is going to finally end up at the brick wall that says all is thought. And when they arrive at the brick wall that says all is thought, and they can go no further unless it's through thought, they're going to say, why didn't I do that sooner? Why did I waste all of this experimentation on all of these concepts, ideas, on all of these outer things, when it's the inner that makes all the difference? Now, we are being taught by other fields of thought, philosophy, psychology, that thought is a thing. Every thought is a thing. Every thought brings about in our world what we think about. Now, we can philosophize, we can imagine all the possibilities. As I said once before, the most noble scientist is a scientist who does what he says he does. When he says he makes experiments to accomplish certain results, he has those experiments and they accomplish those results. Now, should a scientist start saying to you, well, this is my concept inside of me. This is what I believe. This is what it all comes down to. It all comes down to my thought. It all comes down to the idea that whatever I think can be, is. And at first we would say of that scientist, you are not very scientific. You are not being very knowledgeable, intellectual. You are not going by the scientific creed. Yet he is going by the scientific creed more than we'll ever know. For the first scientists, the first thinkers, the first people to come up with an understanding of the fields of physics and the fields of mathematics and the field of other deep thought things, came up with these concept because they felt there was a way to achieve the goal they had in mind. In fact, scientists are doing this all the time. They feel there is a way to conquer cancer, there's a way to conquer disease, there's a way to conquer distress in people. There's a way to do it. They feel there's a way to do it, and so then they look and look and look until they find it, and in the process of looking, they find that other things are revealed to them, other things are opened up to them, other doors are opened up to them. And it all goes back to the simplicity of thinking itself. The day will come, if it is not already here, when man will realize that thought itself is the powerhouse of the universe. When man will realize that the absolute philosopher, the person who thinks thoughts of absolute quality, that being is on the leading edge of all understanding. And if that being is you, and I'd like to think it's me, if that being is you and me, then we're on the leading edge of understanding. We may not have unearthed all of the possibilities, but we have made a very good beginning, because we are starting in the right direction, with the right concept, the right belief, and it is a foregone conclusion that it will result in the answer we're looking for. Consider yourself an absolute philosopher. Consider yourself that your thought is the most glorious, magnificent, positive, powerful, worthwhile thought in the universe. And you think these thoughts many, many, many times, in many, many, many ways, because you are fantastic. Kind of fun to think about these things, isn't it? Kind of fun to realize that on this step, on this level of consciousness, the greatness of our individual self floods forth. And if we think what we've done so far is great, we have only touched the outer edge of who we really are and the wonderment of all that lies before us. Have a wonderful day, have a wonderful life, and be a wonderful absolute philosopher. I love you. I love you. I love you.